on the back burner because, like, I always want to see my people successful. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? Let me just focus on the songwriting and everything with you guys and, like, just make sure that everything, you know what I mean, is going to be successful. And, like, I feel like I'd be a distraction at the time if I want to be an artist too. Like, you know what I mean? So running around with Quinn, running with Untitled. So then pretty much got the deal. You know what I mean? It was an American deal through Disturbing the Peace and Sony ATV. And then now Disturbing the Peace is kind of like, you know, in their Disturbing the Peace is still there, but it's all Sony ATV right now in terms of Sony. So yeah, signed that deal years ago. So yeah, man, certified songwriter, and like, yeah, doing music, and I love it. You know,
look at this guy make good music. When do you find time? When do you find time to manage Jaden Lewis? And I actually like his music as well. And Swagger Wright, I haven't listened to Swagger Wright yet, but I've heard Jaden Lewis. When do you find time to manage these acts?
Right now, in this interview. It's so funny because your shows is called The Detour, and this EP is coming out on Friday. It's actually called The Detour.
Can you send me some music? Can I feature some music on the show?
I'm gonna send you some music for sure. My days, man, honestly, like, boom, I wake up, spend time with God. Boom, I got work all day today, and Swag is like a serious, like, 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's always stuff I got to approve for marketing and everything like that. Whereas Jaden is in development. So for him, it's like, okay, cool. We got to get the songs right. He got to be in the studio. But Swag is like, I'm moving train. You know what I'm saying? So in my day, I have my team, my assistant, my operations manager, Rachel from Crown Management. She handles stuff for me. So it's really all a balancing act because honestly, two things I can't do. I can't be in the studio every day with Swag or with Jaden, but, it's more so handling the operations, the admin of things, you know, the marketing, the pushing, and just being that voice for them and, like, approving and disapproving stuff and videos and,
Black Excellence Montreal. Let me tell you guys, Montreal, if you're now joining us, I've been sitting down with actor, entertainer, mentor, philanthropist, music manager. He has the award-winning production house, Crossfield Productions. Mr. Troy Crossfield. I'm trying to understand here, Troy. There's still more. There's still more that you do.
No,
as if you weren't giving enough back to the Black community in Canada at large, you're also a mentor for those in the community through your monthly support group, Iron Sharpens Iron. So let's talk about that. When did you start Iron Sharpens Iron, and what's its main initiative?
So Iron Sharpens Iron was started about, 3-4 years ago, And honestly, it's something that I still need to relaunch because of COVID and everything. We haven't been able to work with each other, but I'm so glad that you brought it up because it's actually something I'm going to be relaunching in April, May. We just took a break because of the pandemic. Yeah. But yeah, so pretty much we started it because it was an outlet for folks in the community who didn't have the opportunity to go to church or connect with spiritual people or just connect with people who want to encourage and be there and inspire. You know what I'm saying? So it was a platform that was started for artists. And then first of all, we started it for men. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of places men didn't have to be vulnerable and everything like that. And then it was going amazing. And then, you know, of course, the ladies knocked on the door. They're like, hey.
What about us, right? Troy, you're leaving them out, Troy. You got to put them on, too.
Oh, man. And then it started growing into this, like, community and family. And it's just really a place where it became this place for encouraging others. Faith talks. And, at the end of the day, man, nobody's perfect, but, like, they're out there, and we can see, especially now, something like Iron Sharpens Iron is needed because, like, yo, people need help out there, man.
People are hurting,
So many, you know what I mean, mental health issues, depression, anxiety, and stuff like that. And just to have the ability to talk to somebody about what you're going through, like, you know, monthly, that's what folks just really needed, man. And it's something that I'm going to be relaunching this year as well, too. So, yeah.
No, I'd love to come down for the relaunch, even though, you know, I feel like Toronto and Montreal are kind of like Philly and New York. We're like cousins. But, you know, sometimes we feel in each other. And I feel, but I have a great relationship with you guys in Toronto. You also do the Passing Blessings Holiday Tour Drive. What I'm trying to understand here is that when do you find time to be teaching gender and society at the arts at Carleton University? You're also at Carleton University. You a powerhouse. Yeah, that's doing this crazy. Troy, you're going to retire next year. Are you a clone, Troy? What's going on? There's more than you. There's more than one. There's more than one, right? Okay, tell us the truth. The Canadian government has cloned you, right? No, but
yo, today, Yo, today, for example, Matt, I gotta go check out a venue for I gotta go check out a property for a short film that we're shooting right. this year. Actually in the next few weeks. And at the same time, while I'm doing that, I actually gotta be on the Zoom call while I'm driving to the damn house with the class. I'm just like, yo, honestly, some days I'm like, yo, my schedule is like way too.
I call it aggressive. You know, sometimes I tell people that my schedule is aggressive, not packed, not intense. It's aggressive, but it's beautiful because you can tell that you're doing what you love, and it's important that you create these spaces, especially for Black people in this country. One of the last things I want to talk to you about, and this might be a heavy-handed question, because I know you're committed to building positive relationships and experiences for the Black community. When you're talking to fellow playwrights and directors and actors, and you're talking about the way we are depicted in this country in terms of Black people, right? Do you feel that we should depict ourselves as the way things are or as the way things should be?
I like to speak things into existence. Yeah. I like to, you know, our words hold weight and power. One thing that I have with always depicting ourselves in where we are now or where we used to be, it limits the creativity of where we're going, you know? And I'm actually working on my last piece of where we used to be. But at the same time, it's also conversations of like, you know, things that we've been hiding under the rug, the elephant in the room, you know what I mean? It's going to be a short film talking about like, you know, sexual abuse and stuff like that. Actually really like getting to the root cause of it. But I really feel that like we need to start telling stories in the future. We really need to start doing, you know what I mean? Things out of the box. Yeah. Like, why can't there be a Black version of Star Wars, whatever? I love Wakanda.
But you know, Star Wars is a Black movie, right?
Exactly.
Star Wars, Han Solo was moving spices and herbs through the galaxy. His ship is basically a Cadillac. Now I'm a big Star Wars fan. I love hip hop, but I'm a blur. I'm one of those Black nerds as well. So I like that reference.
Yeah, man. And like just seeing ourselves in the future, where we want to be. Wakanda. Black Panther, like, look how we all came out to support that, because like we've never seen ourselves like that
on that level, right? Yeah,
coming to America is another story. You know, even though Part 2 was okay,
it was okay. You could have done better, Troy. You can't make Wesley Snipes. No, I said on the show before they could come kill me. They know I'm very very vocal. You can't make Wesley Snipes do all these dance scenes. He's a G. He saved Marvel. Blade saved Marvel, but nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about the Black guy that saved Marvel, but Coming to America, in essence, it was a good kind of story, though.
Oh, I loved it. You know what I mean? I just loved it because of where it brought us from. But this is the reason why we need to start telling new stories, because the reason why we're reaching back for the old stories is because there is no new best man. There is no. And give it up to Nina, because I really love Queen and Slim, but there needs to be more films that drive.
Yeah.
Era, and like I feel like that's missing, which is why we're reaching back for the old stuff. Even in the music, we're reaching back for samples and all this kind of thing. Like, nobody ain't creating the new stuff. Like, what's the
Crossfield House Productions is creating some new stuff. Exactly. I'm about to go buy an acting book and send you my little demo now. I got pretty now, you know. I've been doing the face peels. So I think I'm ready to do a little bit of acting now, because we can't let all you Toronto guys, Toronto has you, and then have the other Black guy that's on E-Talk. All the talent's in Toronto, but we got some talent here too in Montreal. So I'm like, you know, let me come over and get some acting done too.
You know what? And I really feel that this is a bridge that needs that, you know, there's a gap there. And like, you know, like going to Montreal, Ottawa, like I really feel like, you know, we need to connect more.
Exactly.
We need to blow up Canada, man. And like, it's not changing. Who wants to change it? You know what I mean? I'm really thankful for this opportunity for my voice to be heard out there, because I want to come out there and connect with y'all. I want y'all to come out here and connect with us.
No, for sure. No, listen.
And I'll be honest with you. Like, and you know, like, this is something that, and it's weird. It's a bad teaching thing or whatever, but like, you know, you'd hear like the little whispers, Oh, don't go to, you know what I mean? Don't go to Montreal or don't go to Quebec, because, like, you know, but really, you know what I mean? It's half and half out there. If you don't speak French, they might not accept you. And it's just like, Like, what the heck? You know what I mean? Like, that shouldn't stop us from building. Like,
no,
who cares?
No, let me tell you right now. The Morning Detour is the only black morning show in the city. They ranked us, they ranked me number 8 radio host. I'm the only black guy. Even though there is French here, we have a big English-speaking community. There is space for you to burn, and we have a lot of creative people, especially filmmakers and playwrights. We just got to start connecting. Everybody's so pigeonholed to their box. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to travel to Toronto, travel to Vancouver, and connect with people. And hopefully, with those listening, they'll be like, you know what? Troy and Weezy was right. Let's kind of make this thing happen. Before I let you go, every time I have a celebrity on the show, we always ask them this question. So, so they found... They're terraforming Mars right now. They're saying we should be good to go soon enough. So we've been asking a lot of our superstar guests, will you be open to going to Mars? Me and my producer, RG, we're going to have a pit stop from Earth to Mars. We're going to have some Caribbean food, you know, a little bit of Trini food, mixed with some Haitian food. You can only get soca on the way there. There's no soca on Mars. God don't like soca. You can have soca on the way there, but there's no soca on Mars. We're going to create our own continent called Marfrica. For all visible minorities. So the NBA is going to be all black. You know what I mean? We'll take Luca, though. Luca could come over with us. So we want to know, Mr. Troy Crossfield, will you be coming to Mars? Will you be going to Mars? Because the Earth is going into a downward spiral at this point. Will you be coming to Mars?
Let me tell you this, bro. I'm coming. Because you know what? I've been to Atlanta, been to LA, Texas. I'm like, all those things are on my mind. So Mars is definitely, like, sometimes I just, like, come home and I look up in the stars. I'm like,
I love this guy.
Like, it's a big world out there, man. Like, you know, we're, like, this small. So, like, why wouldn't I want to travel somewhere?
No, exactly, you
know?
Man.
I just hope, like, you know, 4-hour flight. I can't take the 3-day, 4-day.
No, right now, right now, it's about 4 months to get to Mars, 4-6 months. But we're getting better. We're getting better.
Yeah, I need a Mars Express. You know what I'm saying?
Elon Musk is on it. We're making things happen. Montreal, my city. I've been sitting down with an amazing creator. I call him the Canadian Tyler Perry. He's an actor, entertainer, philanthropist, playwright. He's Canadian royalty, Mr. Troy Crossfield. Troy, can you let the people know how they can connect with you? Your IG, the Crossfield Production House, the award-winning Crossfield Production House. Let people understand. When you get the awards, that's how people should introduce you off the top, baby. But Troy, let the people know how they can connect with you.
Oh, man, you can connect with me personally on my IG at Troy Crossfield. Mm-hmm. And our company, Crossfield House Productions. Shout out to the team. Amazing black females that are my co-owners of it. Tisha Reed, Taja Harris, Adela Carter, and Shona Osborne. So please follow us at Crossfield House Productions. And yeah, just hit me up, man. DM me, whatever. Follow my artist as well, too. It's Jaden Lewis, and at It's Swagger Rap.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's like the devil trying to scare you. But then the angels come in, and the angels, they let you know who's in trouble.
Tried living apart from God. At times I was feeling so far from God. My faith in his people done left me scarred. The hatred and hurt was so bizarre. I thought that they would always ride for me. I cried but nobody replied to me. I questioned the truth inside of me. And right about then is when the devil had lied to me. Like, hold up, God got you, he don't ever show up. All his people acting like they know you. Tell you that you do it for the money, fame, power, trying to blow up. Why you playing games, trying to grow up? You been reading Bibles and leading studies and helping your little buddies. But tell me what it's really doing for you. They gon' still tell you you're faking phony, assuming your every motive. So what's the point in trying to keep it loyal? Said you have fake fake, you're starting to race fake. Can't even take dates, you hoping to save faith. Trying to go mainstream in order to reach folk. Ain't nobody rocking with you, especially these folk. I lost it, while I'm drinking liquor in my closet. I used to pray in here, but now I'm saucy. I'm losing money, I'm a lost profit. I'm making bad decisions every time I get exhausted. Lord, I don't even really know the real me now. Demons got me tripping, trying to kill me now. Sitting trying to figure who can help me get delivered. Send an angel in an Uber, come and heal me now. Evil, you ain't got no control of me. I'm never too far from the blood that flowed for me. I lost a lot, but got too much to gain. I'll probably never be the same, but I ain't worried because I know you're restoring me.
How to suffer through the storm, no cap. Yeah, I signed a deal, but I ain't really getting rest. Could've fell up in the pit, lost my track. Switched to the flood, like he switched on my past. Everything different when I hit the glass. Looked at the grandma, then I lived it fast. Stuck in my head, I don't know where I'm at. All of that fame don't last. Can you restore me? You got a quote, it's recorded. I never thought in my life had a story. My testimony, yeah, ET from homie. I see new dimensions like I'm Rick and Morty. No pun intended, he calling. I ain't looking back, I'm all in. I put my heart in the offering.
Yeah, at the bottom, but God told me to put my perspective. It's all in perception. Cause every time that up your low, he gon' step in. Make sure when you running, you got some direction. The devil, he plotting. I see the deception. But haven't you noticed when we at our lowest? That's when I pray your life be having some focus. Oh, when I'm winning, am I choosing? Yo, if you missing, every winner, lose. Heal out the body of someone who bodies the verses. Reversing the generation of the curses. Cause G-O-D is the one we putting first. Took my passion, put it in a hearse. At my moments when I feel my worst. I know God was throwing, though it hurts. Oh, can we burst? No, an alert soul. Let the church go.
Montreal, my city. This is the Good Friday episode. I am Pastor Thomas. This is that new gospel. This is that new word. I promise you, the best morning show in the country.
I've been up 5 days, cause I'm tired of struggling on Fridays, yeah. Lord, I want me a Hellcat, but you know I might speed on the highway, God, yeah. I really and I met me some Hellcats that be talking so bad on they partner. Yeah. Never met them, but said he my partner. With the real ones, ain't none of them problems. So I left out that cap at the altar. Got to make it back home to my daughters, yeah. I'm so sick of these crying men. They just want me to play them a violin, yeah. That's why I never said nothing when they tried to come for us on time 10, yeah. Now they said it, I'm top 10. Them is not no top 5. In the gym, I hang on the rim. All the rockets, I'm playing with him. Not for real, I'm standing beside that. I'm so real, so sorry, can't hide that. How come you don't just tell us what happened? For the street with a passion. Maybe that's why they won't let me in passion. But I thought it would change with a regular dealing. When I stopped believing, had a winning season for a certain reason. So I signed the reason, then I started speaking to the realest people got behind me. Fighting demons for the real meaning. Got a teriyaki and a Polynesian. This is my city, better sign in. Never scary, but we got fear. And they can't tell us nothing, but we got you. Honda Civic, I know God's staring. And a Lamborghini, I know God's staring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he pioneering, yeah, yeah, yeah. Louis V. Amir, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a load of me, yeah, yeah. Just started crazy, say, hold on, could the time finally here? I told him good, cause I ain't going back to fly no frontier. 100% it'd be low zero, world giving me chills. Oh, had to go back and restore my whole life, folks ain't real.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
God is good. God is good. First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. Pastor Thomas here. Psalms 141 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Join us right now. We have Sister Gabriel. Sister Gabriel is our head Sunday school teacher. She's also our community outreach advisor. Sister Gabriel, what are some things happening in the community that the congregation should be aware of?
Well, first, praise God for that word.
All the time, all the time.
Thank you, Pastor Thomas. So in the community, we do have a few things going on, a few important things. So first, we have Montreal in Action. Mm-hmm. They are having a Art for Social Change. This is an open call for artists. So they are looking for 8 visual artists to bring their campaign 38 Recommendations Against Systemic Racism and Discrimination to life. So any artist that's interested in this, they have until April 30th to apply. You can go on their Instagram page as well. And if you have an artist in mind, maybe you're not an artist, but you do know someone that would be good for this, you could definitely tag them in their posts. They're going to be looking at that. So that is something that is happening. Also, again, Otherly, the series on Instagram stories, that's happening up until April 2nd. Mm-hmm. So I went and I checked out a few of the stories. It's pretty interesting. They have them all saved in their highlights if you missed any. But you could check that out. They're all about different topics placed in the 21st century, such as themes of love, inclusion, loss. There's different cultural points being made too. So it's really cool. And then we also have the Quebec Community Groups, Community Group Network. They're having their free webinar series. The last one is happening on April 8th. So if you want to know about your language rights in Quebec, you can go over to www.wearequebec.com/events. And they will have their last webinar series happening again on the 8th. And then also what's happening for the month of April. So BIPOC virtual pop-up events. So they're going to have 20 local Black and Indigenous and POC-led businesses from Montreal. This is a virtual affair. So you could go to www.bipoc.ca, and BIPOC is spelled B-U-Y-P-O-C. And you can see the vendors that are going to be there. This is from April 16th to the 24th. Mm-hmm. And when you do shop there, if you use the code BIPOC at checkout, you'll be entered into a draw, which is a ensemble of all of the vendors, their products, and it's valued up to $600. Another thing I found, we have a book launch that's happening with an author by the name of H. Nigel Thomas. He has a book that's coming out called Easily Fooled. This is a free event that's happening on Thursday, April 15th at 7 p.m. And this is happening at Argo Bookshop. So if you're interested in his book, it's called Easily Fooled. You could look that up, see if that's of interest, and support him.
We also like to note to the congregation that on Friday nights, we have our Holy Bible study, our book club happening with Brother Godfrey as well. So those that want to take that in, that is happening as well at the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour, Sister Gabriel.
All right. And also what's happening, very important, that's happening this weekend. We have a march that is going on Saturday. So it's the March Against Domestic Violence in the name of Rebecca Love Harry. Mm-hmm. This is happening Saturday, April 3rd, starting at 4:30 p.m. at Cabell Square. What they ask, though, is that everybody follows the COVID safety regulations. So please social distance as much as you can. And there'll be services after the march. Again, this is at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 3rd, a very important event. So if you can show up, do. And then on Sunday, we have the good versus battle happening on Easter Sunday.
Glory unto God, boy. This Sunday, Easter Sunday. Glory unto him. Praise him all day, every day, Sister Gabriel.
Amen. So Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire, hosted by Brother Steve Harvey. So please get ready for that after your church service. Head on down home, have a good meal, and that show will be ready for you.
We love a brother in a suit, huh, Sister Gabriel? The brother Harvey can wear a suit. He's nothing like myself, though, but vanity is not for the idle. Vanity is not for the meek, but Brother Harvey's doing God's work.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you very much for that, Sister Gabriel. Also, Sister Gabriel, what will be the topic for Sunday school on this beautiful Easter Sunday coming up for us?
This Sunday, we are going over the topic of sacrifice. You know, it's Easter Sunday, so that is a topic that we're going to be going through.
You know, Sister Gabriel, so apropos, because like our Savior Jesus gave his life for our sins and resurrected on Easter, it only makes sense that the young youth, the young parishioners, understand the value of sacrifice, not to indulge themselves in vanity. But we appreciate all your good work, Sister Gabriel. For those that don't know, Sister Gabriel also coordinates our youth group that meets on Wednesdays. She's the head of our Sunday school. Sister Gabriel, thank you for that community update. It's always a blessing. Glory be unto him.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mud!
I don't wanna live my life for you, live my life for you. All over the news, all over the news. Only God now, I know the kind of thing I do, the kind of thing we do. When I thank God, I got the lead. Say God no ungodly. Oluwa na in comforting me. When these people they come body me. Man, I thank God I got the lead. Say God no ungodly. Oluwa na in comforting me. When these people they come body me. It's why I die sometimes. A little Henny and Ice. The cafeti kulu mama.
Thank you. Wale. Oh, kill it, boy, no. Make I play you my cassette, you. Anything you sell is a market, you. Try to they look from my aspect, you. They loud them at the handset, you. Oh, oh. Me and no fi drag it shine. Oluwana be my kanji down. Me and no they try to connect the light. I just want Charlie boy day, me Charlie boy day. Man, I thank God I got the lead. Say God no, I'm got the lead. Oluwana ain't comforting me. When these people they come body me. Man, I thank God I got the lead. Say God no, I'm got the lead. Oluwana ain't comforting me. When these people they come body me. It's why I die sometimes. To Henny and Dice. Cafiti Kulu, my mind. I just want to live this life. I just want to live this life.
This ain't your average church. This is the first Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. We got all the vibes.
The Morning Detour.
I'm Benami Zungangishila Nam Jerusalem Ikayalami Gilandoloze. I'm Benami Zungangishila Nam Oluwabona. I'm not perfect. I came from as a juvenile, look into my eyes, see pain and sacrifice. What's goes on my mind? Struggling to survive.
Wondering to yourself, what are you going to do when you retire? You've been wondering to yourself, you know what? I have aspirations of getting a house, getting a fancier car, but how are we going to get the money to work for us? How are we going to get our money to be more than what it is? So I said, you know what? I'm going to bring in some experts. So this morning, I'd like to bring Mr. Louis Pierre. He's a financial advisor. Listen, I need your help, sir. How are you doing first and foremost? Good morning.
I'm good. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I think it's, talking about finance is something that we should have done a long, long time ago, right? Yeah. It's something that's missing in our communities. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you know, there's a few areas. Listen, we're going to have you on a few times because there's only so much we could do in just one segment. First and foremost, for those that don't know, let the people know what is the role of a financial planner or advisor, whoever the case may be.
So, first of all, there's a nuance between a financial advisor and a financial planner.
Yep.
A financial planner is someone who has a degree in financial planning.
Okay.
So that means that personally, I'm a certified financial planner. I got my title from the IQPF, yes. Institut Québécois de Planification Financière.
Very I serious. Mean, I seen the website.
You know, so you have to brag about it.
No, it's a very serious website.
It is very, very serious. Right. I'm not going to pretend that I'm a doctor or anything like it, mm-hmm. right? But I like to make the comparison. You know, let's say that something is wrong with your health, right. or you think something is wrong. You go to the doctor, right? And usually you're going to see a generalist. Mm-hmm. That generalist has knowledge in a lot of areas. Right. He's not specialized in any of them, but he understands them. That generalist is able to give you a diagnostic, right. Proper diagnostic if he understands or he thinks he knows exactly precisely what you have. Mm-hmm. But if not, he's going to refer you to an expert, right? Yeah. So the financial planner will touch various areas like investment planning, retirement planning, estate planning, fiscal planning, you see? Yeah. So if I see that there's a way I can optimize the financial situation of one of my clients, I'm going to refer them to the right person. Otherwise, I'm just going to take charge and you know what? We're going to build something towards greatness.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm so scared, Louis Pierre, that that enough people aren't like me in terms of thinking. I want to leave something for my kids. I think one of the best things, especially for the Black community, is that it's important that we make our kids start off from where we left off, opposed to starting off from where we started off. So I want to leave a little something. So we're gonna do this morning on the Morning Detour with financial planner Louis Pierre. We're gonna do some keys. So let's start off with financial literacy. Can you give me some keys to financial literacy? Okay. What are things people should know?
man, this is a huge, huge, huge topic, right? So first of all, it's not something that gets taught in schools, right? Mm-hmm. If only they had taught me, what a credit score is for.
Yeah.
When I was in school, what's a mortgage, right? Most people don't even know what a mortgage is. Well, at least when they come out of high school, right? Even Cégep, they don't even know what a mortgage is, right? Until they need to apply for one,
right?
And other things like, how do you build generational wealth? Because it's definitely something that lacks in our communities. But I'll tell you what I really think you have to understand when it comes to financial literacy is that you have to understand the boundaries into which you can operate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's an FSA? What's an RSP? These are all terms that you might have heard of, but you don't necessarily know 100% what they are. Exactly. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you play a sport, right? Mm-hmm. You can excel at that sport, but you got to understand everything that's possible for you in order to take advantage of what can be done in that sport, right? Same thing goes with financial literacy, right? If I have money to invest, should I invest in real estate rather than, the stock market, mm-hmm. right? What's the difference between a mutual fund and an ETF? These are all terms that you hear, every now and then,
right.
but most people don't even know what the difference is, right? You got to take advantage of everything that's available to you, everything that's at your disposal. That's my job as a financial planner. But one thing that I really advocate is self-education.
Yeah. Talk to me, Louis Pierre.
we're going to talk about that in a minute. But financial literacy is something that's huge, man. You know, if I look at our communities, we have role models that succeeded in different areas, right? Sport is one of them. Entertainment is something else, right? But it's very difficult when you look at, let's say, successful companies, right? To identify one Black female or one Black male that really made it from scratch, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about all these big companies, Microsoft, Bill Gates, right?
Yeah.
Apple, Steve Jobs, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and so on and so forth. But name a Black person that made it from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Of course, I know a few of them, right?
Yeah, so we know Oprah, we know Tyler Perry.
Black people, obviously, right? I've heard of other people as well. But the thing is, you don't see that many successful Black entrepreneurs, and that's something that's about to change. Do I blame inequality for it? Yes. Yeah. But if I come back to the analogy of the doctor, you know, that I used at the beginning of this interview. I think that inequality is something that you see everywhere, right? Your genes, right? Maybe you're tall and you can become a basketball player, but you know, the fact that you're 6'9" doesn't automatically make you go to the NBA. You need to put in some hard work and smart work, right? Mm. Same goes with investments. You can, you know, your money can be inherited or it can be created,
yeah.
Right? If it's inherited, chances are you will benefit from that financial literacy because your parents were already wealthy. So the conversation around the dinner table
was already there.
You know what? What types of assets should I buy, you know, rather than liabilities? And that's another point. What's an asset? What's a liability? Most people will, you know, spend lots and lots of money in cars, right? Why not buy a property?
Exactly.
And, you know, for a lot of people, they think that it's out of reach, but it's not.
It's not. Tell them again, Louis Pierre. It's not.
It's not. And you know what? Like, I have so many ideas because, you know, as soon as we start these interviews, man, you know, the passion.
I like it. No, we're going to have you on again. We're going to have you on again. So, you know, we go over. We'll have you on again because I think it's going to be an ongoing conversation.
That's right.
But in that first part, the financial literacy, I think one of the biggest takeaways I want people in Montreal to take away is the fact that understand your environment, understand the lay of the land. Yeah. A lot of us in Black community is a little bit skeptical about a lot of these terms. Don't let the big verbiage fool you.
No. There's
things there for us. Understand what's a mortgage, what's an asset, what's a liability, and how these things can work for yourself. So educating yourself, I think, is a large part of the problem. They don't teach financial literacy in school. They don't teach you how to be good with your money. You know what I mean? So we all want a big house. We all want a fancy car. And there's ways to get this. But you have to have a certain level of discipline and you have to have a certain level of education. So how can one educate themselves on being more literate financially?
Well, obviously, you know, I like to keep things simple.
Please.
Right? I really, really think that, you know, these things, they don't have to be complicated.
No.
They don't have to be complex, right? So obviously you need to be curious. If you're not curious, how are you gonna even learn something that isn't even taught in schools, right? So first of all, you gotta be curious. Second, and I think this one is crucial, you gotta surround yourself with the right people.
People that
you surround yourself with will be influences for you. And I'm not saying that you need to hang out with multimillionaires. Far from it. But if you're hanging out with your friend, you know, that just recently bought a condo or a house, they're going to tell you what steps they had to take, you know, to make this a reality. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to be that you need to hang out with people that are having, you know, unbelievable ambition.
Right.
Just have your best friend. I just bought my first condo. You know what? I can help you buy yours.
Exactly.
I didn't have to put that much money you know, up front as a down payment. It's something that's really, really, really easy to do. And, you know, again, these people are your friends, right? So these people will, you know, tell you everything that you need to know in the backstage. The stuff that usually, you know, you don't miss.
No, falls through the cracks. You know, they'll tell you to match that sleeve. That's a very good point there, Louis Pierre.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because you always listen to, you know, you always hear stories about the brother-in-law that made a lot of money with this or that, and you shouldn't invest in that, right? But you know what? Just knock on the right doors, you know? Validate their ideas with professionals just like myself, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what I do on a daily basis. And I think that, you know, with self-education, you have to make that conscious decision whenever you make your move, right? Whether it's to invest into a real estate, whether it's to put in some money in the stock market, you got to be able to justify or find the reason why you're making this or that move, right? That's what I always tell my clients.
I like that.
When you define objectives, right? It's always the same two simple questions. What's your objective? And in how long do you think that it's possible to make it a reality? So an objective can be something like retirement or purchasing a house in, I don't know, a year or two, right? These are, you know, objectives.
Realistic goals.
You want to invest in the stock market just to make money. This is not an objective.
Yeah.
I want to know, man, what's your end game, bro?
Yeah.
What's your end game? What do you want to make happen for yourself, you know? I'm not, and it doesn't have to be complicated. And some people might feel discouraged because when you look at, you know, on TV or even you go on Instagram and you see these people who have fake lives, by the way, fake lives, you have, you know, some of them, they're making it big, you know, but when you see this guy who's trying to sell you this course because he made $100 million in 2 seconds, you know what? If I made $200 million in 2 seconds, I wouldn't be selling any course. This doesn't make any sense.
No, that's good.
I'd be a philanthropist and I'd be giving out money to charity, you see? Mm. So you really have to take all these things into consideration. And maybe the last thing that I want to talk about regarding this subject, observe other people's mistakes.
Louis Pierre in the building. Friends.
Your broke friends don't follow what they're doing. Yeah. If they spend $300 on restaurants, why would you do that? They're broke, right? if they buy a car and they can't afford that car and they just want to buy the car to impress people that they don't even like, please, please stay away from that.
Yeah.
And we're talking about building a future for yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's something that you really have to take seriously.
You can't.
And a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. But again, I want to reiterate the fact that it's not that complicated. It isn't complicated at all.
No,
it isn't complicated at all.
No, I like that. So here we go full circle now.
Yeah.
I identified the areas that I want to learn about in terms of financial literacy. I went to educate myself in these areas. Now, yeah. I think one of the most important part that kind of ties everything in now that you've made your budget, you have your plan, you set your goals.
Yeah.
One of the most important things, people, Montreal, is self-control. Mm-hmm. The discipline, I think is where a lot of us mess up. A lot of us have the goals.
Yeah.
A lot of us have the plan. You know, okay, I'm going to budget X amount every week or every month.
Yeah.
It's the discipline. Yeah. It's always that purse, that Jordan, that new car. Talk to me about self-control a little bit, Louis Pierre.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, you know, again, now I'm being emotional here. I'm being emotional here. So first of all, that's something that I really cannot help you with, right? If you don't have the will, how am I going to help you? I'm going to do a plan for what? For nothing, right? If you sign up for a membership at the gym and you don't lift the weights, you know, nothing will happen, right? You'll just be in debt, right? You'll owe what? How much is a subscription nowadays? $400, $500 a year, right?
Yeah.
One thing that I think, though, is overrated is motivation.
Yep, I agree.
I think that people should... you know, change their thinking. Rather than thinking about motivation, please think about, you know, how can I build a habit? Yeah. I'm going to give you an example. Do you have to be motivated to brush your teeth every morning?
No.
Probably not, right? Using the lack of motivation to go to the gym or lack of motivation to go to school, lack of motivation to get out of bed, lack of motivation to, you know, put money aside, is the lamest excuse of them all, right? Do you say, I lack the motivation to brush my teeth? No, you don't do that, right? So why would you use this lame excuse, right, to not make your dreams a reality, right? Rather than saying, I lack the motivation to do this and that, you just could be, you know, be straight up. I don't want to do it. Yeah. I don't want to make money. I don't want to make money. I don't like the efforts that it requires, right? So I don't want to do that, right? But you don't have to be motivated to make that happen, okay? And again, I always say how emotional I am. And unfortunately, it's really hard to remove the human emotion, the human factor, right, from the equation. And if you look at, I'm going to give you an example. This self-control thing isn't only about, am I going to invest or not? Am I going to save money or not? Am I going to apply for a job that makes me more money or not, right? Mm-hmm. You can also notice that when people invest money, right? If you invest money, like you've seen last year during the pandemic in February or March, where, you know, the big indexes, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, they were all down 30 to 35%.
Right.
That's because people panic.
Yeah.
So their actions we're motivated by what?
Emotion.
By fear,
yeah,
right?
Fear
by emotion, yeah. That's human nature, right?
Yeah.
But this human nature is also very present in the upside of things. Greed, my friend, right?
Mm.
Greed. Whenever I hear people say, you know what? Put $10,000 on this stock and without even having any objectives, you know what? It's going to go up to the moon. I'm going to be rich, right? Nah, my friend. Bro, it's just your emotions talking right here, right?
I love this guy.
Rationalize everything, right? And then after that, build a plan. It doesn't have to be complicated. Again, the same two questions. What's my objective, mm-hmm. right? Would you invest in a stock that is risky if your objective is to buy a house in 6 months, knowing that you could lose 30% of your down payment? Probably not, right? What's my objective? And then how long? The more time you have, the better, right? It isn't timing, but rather the time that you remain invested.
Oh.
That's what matters. And it's the same thing, same principle will apply in every areas of your life,
yeah.
right? If in your relationship, you don't buy every now and then, you know, flowers to
your partner,
to your girlfriend, right? If you neglect her, right? You're not going to have a healthy and happy relationship, right?
Exactly.
It's something that has to happen. And it's not a habit, but it's discipline, right? It's something that has to come naturally. It's something that you don't do on a constant basis. Same applies with investments or building your future, right?
Boy, let me tell you something, Montreal. He hit you with like 54 metaphors.
Louis Pierre, the financial planner extraordinaire.
No, listen, we'll have you on again. Yo, I don't want to say I'm motivated, but I feel more precise with my goals.
Now you're creating a habit, right?
Yeah.
You're creating a pattern. That's what you need to do. You need to create a habit. And this principle, for me, that's what dictates how I operate on a daily basis. I don't say that motivation isn't real. No, maybe it's going to be the spark that's going to, you know, get you up and out of your chair and do something, right? But motivation is nothing, guys.
Yeah.
Habits. Ask a professional basketball player. Are they motivated? Not all the time. Do they still practice? Of course they do, right? If you're like me, you go to the gym once, and then after that, you're motivated for maybe a week or 2 weeks. You're starting to see the results. Then after that, you go to the gym. You know why? Because you don't want to lose the gains that you've made. It's no longer about motivation, right? So creating, you know, habits will apply to your finances, right? Every time that I make a purchase, I buy something, right? Mm. I question it, right? Does that make me cheap? Not at all, man. It makes me
smart.
Financially aware of my wallet. That's what it makes me, man. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's all beneficial.
Yeah.
Right? It's all beneficial. And that's something that is going to change the course of your life, right? And I know I'm saying it again. I'm really emotional because I really care about our community.
Yes.
And I think that right now we are awake. Right now there's something that's going on in our communities. We used to be divided, right?
Mm.
Now we're united, right? And now we're spreading the knowledge, right?
Right.
And the Jewish community is building their wealth together. And that's something that they've been doing for the longest time, right?
Exactly.
Now Black folks are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I want to be part of this, you know? I want to be part of
this. Well, listen, you're in the right place. This is the number one morning show in the city. Everybody don't heard you. They're going to be like, you have to get Louis Pierre again. I'm going to put his contact information and his email up on our page, Detour514. Louis Pierre, can you tell the people how they can contact you if they have any further questions?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can contact me by email or by phone. I'm going to give you my phone number. My phone number is 1-8-9. So once more, that's 1-855-376-9074. And you will be able to get a hold of me. Even if the branch is closed, you know, I work smart. I work hard. I work almost all the time. I'm there for you guys. And I'll make a difference for you. Whether you have $1 million to invest or $0 to invest, and you're asking to, you know what, change the course of your financials, I'll be glad. I'll be happy. to help you.
Listen, Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with financial planner Louis Pierre. You're amazing, Louis. Louis, I love it. I love the energy. I love the metaphors. I want to keep more money. I'm going to be rich forever because I know Louis Pierre now. Thank you for being on the show.
I'm very, very glad. Thank you very much for having me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah. So what y'all think? I was going to do a Kanye mix. It's Good Friday, the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. I am Pastor Thomas. I'm alongside Brother Philip. We got Sister Gabriel. We got Sister Kay. We got First Lady Tracy. This is Good Friday. This is Easter weekend. This is how we celebrate faith. Cheer! We don't judge nobody this Friday. We know people's dealing with sacrifices. We know people's dealing with hurt. We know people's dealing with losses. We gonna deliver you, because the good book says, with him, everything is possible. Cheer. Young Gunners in the building. Woo! It's that Kanye mix. Brought to you by our musical director, Brother Phillips. This is the First Community Church of the Morning Detour. Talk to me, yay! Cheer! Hold on! It's too much soul! It's too much vibes! He without sin cast the first stone. It's Resurrection Weekend. It's Good Friday. Pastor Thomas, the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is how we show love, baby. Kanye, let me go, baby. Yeah. God is good. With him, all things is possible. We must have faith.
Every sudden when it's not shame. West, oh west, if we got stain. Never enough, I'm giving up my same name. I thought I'm giving up my same name. Saint, you don't really need a last name.
No.
North, you don't really need a last name. Bump on the song for the tall change.
Yeah.
I'm giving up the slain name. It's a choice for me. Y'all can't cut out the voice in me. Y'all can't cut out the nerd in me. Y'all can't put my anatomy. Y'all can't cut out the area.
God is king.
I don't care how you carry it.
The best morning show in the city. This is the Morning Detour.
Saint, you don't really need a last name.
Nah.
No, if you don't really need a last name.
Nah.
Chicago, yo. 50 low, 79-0. Oh, then he tells them. Body my flesh, been battling with my soul.
Woo!
Do what I feel and I live what I say. So, been driving a little bit.
We're preaching about faith this Friday. We're preaching about hope this Friday. It's all about sacrifices. We gotta switch it up a little bit.
I'm the teens I told her.
Yeah.
Ultra beam out the solar.
Yay.
Oh, these niggas dumb dumb.
Super.
And they claiming for the culture.
Whoa.
Trying to keep my composure. When I scream at the shuffle.
We got no love for the devil. We got no love for the Satan. Bring me back.
I'm the teens I told her.
It's the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. We are coming to you from University Hill. I am Pastor Thomas. He is Brother Philip, and this is the Morning Detour.
Don't need rings or the trophies. Glasses ringing from the toasters. Have a drink for the cold. Pull the lean out slowly. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, diggers judge. They did the same thing to Noah. Everybody need Yandy. My cousin's mad at my auntie.
Yeah.
He bought a crib out the country. Man. Try to miss a BC Gallant me. Yeah, this the one and only. Can't tell a unicorn from a pony.
Y'all know y'all love the vibes.
Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. The best morning show in the country. I am Pastor Thomas. With me, all things is possible.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh boy, this Easter weekend. It's Good Friday. This is how we gotta close it out, baby. The Kanye mix. Brother Philip, our musical director on the ones and twos. He's expecting the second y'all. Glory on to God. Cheer. We need to stop looking for love in all the wrong places. If we have faith in the good book, the good things are gonna happen. This is Good Friday. This is the Morning Detour. Pastor Thomas. Oh, the drama's been real. The mighty CKUT 90.3 FM, baby.
The Morning Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
It was almost love, almost something worth singing about.
Sandra Boza, a voice of power and passion. Songs that touch your heart and fuel your soul. Winner of the Toronto Blues Society Talent Search, Sandra Boza is an R&B, soul, and Americana singer-songwriter. Her latest release, Falling Away From Me, is filled with deep grooves that reveal her sultry and soulful vocals. Catch a live online concert with high-definition sound and videography coming April 10th. Tickets and info available now at sandraboza.com. sandraboza.com.
Baby, you don't spend no money on me, but you on me, baby. Yeah, this vintage on my body, yeah, it costs like 80 bills, cheap thrills in the hills, hidden hills, get it? Feel like you was about me, you know I'm elated. How you worry about me, you don't call me baby. Wasn't fucking with me, now you on me lately. This that shit that I be talking about. This that bitch that you was talking about. Tell that bitch get out the session. He cannot come over. I like when you drunk, aggressive when you sober. Oh, dollar bills, dollar bills, dollar bills, dollar bills, dollar bills, dollar bills, dollar bills. Never been an issue, ain't no problem, baby. How you deal down and still stay with your mama, baby? It's a shame cause you can't see me when you want a baby. Chill in a veil, blowing bills, taking pills, faded. How I end up becoming your karma, baby? Didn't sign up for all of this drama, baby. Chasing you when I could chase these commas, baby. Dollar bills, dollar bills. Dollar bills, 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 dollar bills.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
Kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording?
You are?
Oh. Can you press stop?
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm